Penguin Random House Audio presents Custer's Trials, A Life on the Frontier of a New America, by T.J. Stiles. Read for you by Arthur Morey. To my parents, Dr. Clifford and Carol Stiles, to my late mentor, Richard Maxwell Brown, and most of all, to my daughter, Sasha. And how much he suffered merely to appear in his own eyes what he wished to be. Leo Tolstoy, The Raid. Preface. The story begins with its ending. On June 25, 1876, George Armstrong Custer led the 7th U.S. Cavalry Regiment to the Little Bighorn River in the Montana Territory, where Lakota and Northern Cheyenne warriors surrounded him and a detachment of more than 200 troops and slaughtered them to a man. Renowned as Custer's last stand, it was the greatest defeat inflicted upon the U.S. Army in the late 19th century Indian Wars. Like John Hancock's signing of the Declaration of Independence, it is the one fact about the man that lives in American memory. For generations of writers about Custer, death defined his life. Since none of the soldiers who accompanied him on his final ride lived to tell about it, his annihilation has been a great mystery. The mechanics of his last battle have been analyzed and supposed in extreme detail in order to solve it. Every accident in his life, every choice, every personality trait has been interpreted in terms of how it led here.